what should I do after a hit and run accident? Well, after a hit and run accident, first of all, make sure you're safe. Get to the side of the road. Make sure you're safe. Once you've collected your wits, you want to get out your camera and take any pictures. You may be able to get a picture of the hit and run driver's license plate. You may be able to get any other information that might identify them. Do your best in that. Then you're going to want to call the police because you've just been in an accident. Have them come and report to the scene. This is Gary Berger from Berger Law. I make these videos to try to teach folks about what to do in certain circumstances. Note that witnesses may stop by to help you, tell you they saw the driver. They may have a full or partial license plate. I've had people follow drivers and catch them. Don't follow anybody. Don't do anything dangerous. I was involved in a hit and run accident last year where I followed someone enough to take a picture of their license plate and then pulled over and called the authorities. They came. I provided the information to them. And we've since made a claim against them for trying to hit and run. Get witnesses' names yourself. Of course, the police will put them in the police report. But I've also had many times where the officers are very busy. They're hardworking folks, and they forget to put the witness in there. So get the name and phone number of the witnesses yourself so you can investigate that yourself and make sure you have all the information. Then you're going to want to get medical care for your injuries. Sometimes that involves taking an ambulance from the scene and going to wherever that ambulance takes you. Sometimes it involves going home, collecting your wits, you hurt more later, or you just didn't want to do the ambulance. Get yourself to an urgent care or an emergency room. Go see your primary care doctor. Go get the medical care you need for your injuries. You're going to want to call your insurance company right away because you have an uninsured claim against your own insurance company for the hit-and-run driver's negligence or rule-breaking. It's against your insurance company. Every state requires minimum uninsured coverage. That's one of the reasons why we have it. So if there's a hit-and-run driver, that you're protected from your injuries by the premiums that you've paid for your insurance for however many years. So you're going to want to contact your own insurance company, make sure that they know that you have a claim for your property damage as well as for your personal injuries. Talk to them. They may want a recorded statement. You do not have to give a recorded statement typically under those circumstances, but you do have to cooperate with your insurance company. They'll pay for the property damage, but more importantly, you're going to want to get all the medical care you need so you can pursue your uninsured motorist claim against your own insurance company. Get the care you need. Go to your primary care doctor. Go to a chiropractor. Get the physical therapy, the chiropractic help, the injections you need, the x-rays, the MRIs, the tests you need to get better and get back to work and get back to fully functioning. And then you're also going to probably need to get a lawyer like me. I'm Gary Berger from Berger Law. I do these videos to try to teach people and help people. Look at our website, bergerlaw.com. We have a lot of information about that. You think that because it's your own insurance company that's doing it, that they're going to take care of you. Well, I find that often to not be the case. We have many cases where we have to litigate uninsured or underinsured cases, file suits, do discovery, fight our own clients' insurance companies to make sure that they get full recovery, not partial recovery for their injuries. So, you're going to want to get a lawyer. We'll make a claim for you. We'll make sure you get the right medical. We'll make sure that we prove all of your damages, all your medical records, wage loss, past and future damages. Talk about the different limits you have. Many states you can stack, and Missouri is one. In Illinois, sometimes you can stack insurance policies. So in Missouri, if you're hit by a hit-and-run driver, and you have three cars, you don't just have the minimum $25,000 in coverage. You stack those three policies, and you have $75,000 in uninsured coverage. So, and the insurance companies aren't going to tell you that. So you want to, one of the reasons you want to contact a lawyer is not just to file a lawsuit, litigate the claim, be a trial lawyer like me, be able to talk fast like me, but you want to be able to make sure that you get all the insurance money available to compensate you for your injuries. You don't want to have an insurance company artificially set a cap on your policy or artificial limits that isn't true. And only through reviewing the insurance policy and looking at that and knowing the law can we make sure that the insurance company is dealing fair with you. So you pursue it like any other injury case, but you're getting the recovery against your own uninsured motorist coverage. If you have any other questions about how to pursue your uninsured motorist claim or claim against a hit-and-run driver, please look at our website, our articles, call us at Berger Law. Go to burglarlaw.com for your answers. Contact us through our website. We're very available and happy to talk to you for free to answer your questions. Thank you.